And welcome to Bringing the Heat. We have a great episode for you today. We're going to start off with the one and only Billy Graves. Billy Graves, my partner at Slasher Sports. If you haven't been to slashersports.com, do yourself a favor. Check it out. Billy is the man when it comes to MLB content, especially the Milwaukee Brewers and the Nashville Sounds. Hey, Billy, how you doing, man?
Doing all right, man. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Hey, it's been a while since you and I have talked. We start at the beginning of the season. We're about, almost 20 games into the year. And last time we talked, we had a couple conversations about your preseason award picks. And I want to talk about one of your preseason award picks. And that's someone you thought was going to be the NL Cy Young winner. And that's Mr. Corbin Burns. How great has he been for the Milwaukee Brewers? Milwaukee was doing great, by the way, leading the NL Central, which you called out as well to win the whole thing. It's something I didn't do. But I was pretty shocked about you saying Corbin Burns was going to be a Cy Young candidate, and he has looked nothing other than just spectacular. His stat line for 2021, 2-1 with a .37 ERA in 24 innings pitched, 40 strikeouts. And Billy, how many times has he walked the batter?
He's got a big goose egg there. You know, he's one of those guys that you look at and he doesn't look to be the most formidable. There's nothing about him that says, yeah, this guy's about to bully me out of this game. But that's what he's doing. And you're right. Before the season started, we got our IBWAA season awards ballots. And one of the first names I put down was Corbin Burns for the NL Cy Young Award. Now, we'll be forthright. My AL Cy Young Award was kind of on a gut feeling, looking at a weaker division. So that one's not going the most spectacularly, but Corbin Burns has proven me to be a genius.
Corbin Burns has been nothing but lights out. Goes six innings in his first outing and throws a no-hitter until he lets up that home run to Minnesota in the seventh inning, and then they finally let him sit down. He does almost the same thing the next game. He goes another six innings. He has gave at least six great innings of work in all four of his appearances for the Brewers this year. That's exactly what the Brewers need, and that's the reason why they're in the NL Central. Is there any other reason? He's the primary reason why these guys are leading the Central. Would you agree?
I would, but there's a caveat to that. Just keep in mind that he is one of five starting pitchers on this staff who, in my opinion, you can argue that they're the best starting rotation in all of baseball right now. And he is one fraction of that. Now, he's dominant when he's in there, but Brandon Woodruff is doing fantastic. Freddie Peralta giving up very few runs, striking a lot of guys out. Brad Anderson has only had maybe two or three bad innings. Well, one bad inning and two maybe reasonable innings. The rest has been fantastic. Adrian Hauser's given up a few runs, but when you really compare the rest of the team, yeah, it looks bad, but you compare the rest of the league, Adrian Hauser's doing great. Just think, we just got out of a series with a juggernaut of a team, San Diego Padres, where we swept them, and they scored three total runs in three games. Okay? So, was it three or was it four? I want to say, we won 6-2 or 4-2 in the last game. So they scored three total runs. Two of those were on Hauser, but that's only two runs out of this juggernaut of an offense. And he did play the night where Tatis and Machado were back in the lineup. I want to say it was who started game two? Actually, it was Burns who started game two without Machado and Tatis. So at the end of the day, man, this whole rotation is sick. We didn't expect them to be as good as they are. Adrian Hauser was coming off a kind of a bad season. Good start, but largely a bad season. A lot of people were really expecting him to not come out with the same fire he did in 2019, where his ERA was floating right around the mid threes. I don't have the numbers right in front of me, but it was mid threes. And he had a lot of bullpen work. He was back and forth. But 2020, like we've always said, was the anomaly for a lot of people. A lot of good hitters performing poorly, a lot of bad hitters historically performing very well. So the jury's out on what was going on in 2020. We know that, you know, some teams had to stop and go with practices and, you know, batting practice. They couldn't really get with their coaches all the time that they wanted to. Video was out. There was no in dugout video referencing during games. So a lot of guys like notably Christian Yelich on the Brewers suffered for that. But end of the day, Adrian Hauser is outperforming expectations, even with, you know, what he's done this, you know, thus far. And the entire rotation, I think, is to thank for being in that first place spot in the NL Central. We're two games or maybe a game and a half ahead of Cincinnati now after the Padres sweep. And Burns, again, how many games have we played now? Like 20 games almost. And Burns has played in four of those. So I'm going to give it to the entire rotation, but he is leading that charge easily.
Well, we won't see Corbin Burns for this upcoming series at Wrigley for the weekend. We'll probably see him on Monday as he starts the seven-game homestand against the Miami Marlins and the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers. That's going to be fun. Looking forward to seeing all that content from you. But speaking of this weekend series, you just had a podcast come out the other day where you talked about the Brewers coming to Wrigley to take on the Cubs for the weekend series. Give us a little bit of spill on that, where we can find that, and maybe a little teaser of what you got going on.
Yeah, so, I mean, on the Nasty Nine podcast, the main focus is previewing and recapping the series that, you know, the Brewers are playing. So just yesterday, actually, it was early yesterday, the latest episode dropped. I talked to Tom Uziak from Prospects 1500 and Cubs Den. I like to invite the enemy into camp just to, you know, I got the phrase from Cody Patenko, who's a Pirates writer. He says, "Know thine enemy." So I'm with it. I bring in the guys who cover the enemy, if you will. So Tom Uziak, fantastic guy. He's very knowledgeable. We really touched on the series preview, but we've played the Cubs now three times. This will be the third time that we've played them, all in the month of April, by the way. So what else can we really say about a series preview? We know what they look like. They know what we look like. We're seeing some of the same pitchers we've seen all season. So I wanted to take it off into left field, actually more specifically into shortstop, because we talked about how the Cubs have such an affinity for drafting shortstops. And Tom presented kind of a different look on scouting and grooming shortstops for the majors, because they have 13 shortstops in their pipeline in their top 50. Okay. Wow. 13. And they're all right around the same age group, 17 to 20 years old. We as Brewers fans and journalists can relate to that. Our guys are between 17 and 22. So a little wider of a net, but not that much. So Tom's perspective covering the minor leagues is that these guys, when they get called up, they can't all play at the same time. Now, sure, some of these guys are going to get turned into a trade bait. Some of these guys are going to move positions. But when you really look at it, these guys might project to shortstop, but they won't end up being there. So he wrote an article that basically took each player who was, you know, on his slate there and kind of did a fantasy draft, if you will, to which position he would play them at had they developed on their current trajectory. So you might have some guys at second, third base, first base, even catcher. And I kind of tried to play along because it's a new thought process to me. I took some of our middle infielders, shortstops, and one second baseman, and I kind of projected where they might go. But Tom was a delight to listen to. If you guys, you know, get a chance, check us out on Slasher Sports. You'll find the Nasty Nine tab there at the top. Just go there, hit the audio player, and you'll be able to hear that episode. Or just catch us on your favorite podcast player, you know, Spotify, Apple Pods, Google Pods. Same with Bringing the Heat. So we're all over the place these days. We're ambitious. We're getting hungrier as it goes, as we kind of get our feet under us. And we've got some fantastic guests. I mean, Christian's got one today. So the what are you laughing at?
You said I had a fantastic guest. You're right. I do. I have a great guest. But hey, Billy, you are absolutely right. Definitely, if you haven't gave a listen to the Nasty Nine podcast, do yourself a favor and do so. Follow them along on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you listen to your podcast, and obviously check them out on slashersports.com. Hey, Billy, before I let you go, I have to ask you, I feel like it's going to be, I don't even know if it's a running joke anymore, but it's a nice little feeler. And I got to let you, you know, we talked about it all off season. We talked about it when we were talking about the Brewers, you know, just predicting them. But what's going on with Daniel Vogelback? How's he been?
Well, you know, it is a running joke. It is a joke no longer, however. Okay, now understand, we know that baseball is such a volatile sport. Okay, this is not, we're under no false pretenses that Dan Vogelbach is Ted Williams right now. But the fact remains that we've got some trouble with Keston Hiura. We haven't given up on him. But I even said in my previous episode of the Nasty Nine podcast that maybe it's time to let him take a back seat and get somebody else in at first base. Let them start every day. Let him play from the bench. Let him get some coaching. And Dan Vogelbach is one of those, you know, suspects that, you know, should probably get a look. He's been hot. He had a two-homer game the other night. Now, those are his only two homers on the season. But his on-base percentage is, you know, getting up there for what we expect out of him. He's batting second in some days. But Billy McKinney, I mean, he's hot as hell right now, man. Give one of those two guys, in my opinion, give one of those two guys a spot in the daily rosters, because we've got Christian Yelich coming back anytime now. That outfield is going to be packed with the guys that we know, and there's not going to be any room for guys like Tyrone Taylor and Billy McKinney. If we're going to carry five guys, then we need to have Billy McKinney's bat in the lineup. Keston Hiura is hurting the team. Get him in at first base, or get Vogie in at first base. But somebody needs to get some pressure off of Keston Hiura. It's hurting the team. You know, we can talk all we want to about Corbin Burnes, and we should, because he deserves it. But the fact is, in the case that we can't stop an offense from scoring, we need to be able to answer with runs ourselves. And Keston Hiura is becoming an automatic out. And it sucks to say that. I don't want him gone. I don't want him fully benched, but stick him on the back burners for a little bit. Let him get some love on the bench with the hitting coaches. Figure out what's going on. Christian, we've talked about this in the past, man. We talked about the four levels of learning and understanding. And I made mention that the highest level, which is unconscious competence, that is your Ted Williams type guy. No, I'm sorry, that's your Mickey Mantle type guy. When you take a step down, it's the conscious competence. That's where you perform. And that is your Ted Williams type. And that's the difference between Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams. Ted Williams could step back when he got into a slump, figure out what's going on, and then get back in and correct himself quickly, where Mickey Mantle had to kind of hit himself out of the slump. I don't think that Keston Hiura is going to hit himself out of the slump. He needs to be able to step back, learn what's going on, learn where he's messing up, and jump back in there. But it's going to take time. And the running joke, again, is no longer a joke. Dan Vogelbach is here, and he's for real, and he deserves that second look. He was written off in the preseason. He was written off during spring by a lot of people.
Me included. Absolutely me included. I definitely wrote him off. I thought we were going to be seeing him as a fourth DFA in 2 years. I might be wrong here. And hopefully I am, because he's continuing to do very well for these Brewers as they continue. And you're right, Keston Hiura has been pretty rough. 118 batting average, 22 strikeouts, and only 51 at-bats. And you look at good old Vogie on his 32 at-bats. He's got only 11 strikeouts, but he's only got two hits out of those 32 at-bats. But he's coming up, 219. It's a lot better than what Hira's doing. So if we get him in the lineup more, just like you said, maybe you'll see some kind of groove. But I had to ask. I had to know what's going on with Vogelbach. I'm sure we're going to continue to talk about him until hopefully he's not DFA'd. Hopefully he continues to do well for you. Hey, Billy, I hope you guys have a great weekend against the Cubs. I hope you guys have some great pitching. I hope that continues. And I hope you guys get some run support, because that was what was hurting you at the beginning of the year. Hope that continues. But other than that, thanks for joining me today. Real quick, let everybody know where you can where they can find you.
All right, on Twitter, hit me up at Billy El Flaco. There are underscores between each word. So Billy underscore L-E-L underscore Flaco, F-L-A-C-O. That's on Twitter. On Facebook, I mean, I do run the Facebook account for Slasher Sports. But, I mean, really, Twitter is where you're going to find me for conversation. You can find Slasher Sports on Twitter as well, at Slasher Sports. On Facebook, at Slasher Sports Media. On Instagram, at Slasher Sports Media. Gosh, I mean, you're going to have to, you know, put all this in the bio, because, man, we're everywhere now.
Everywhere. And that's great. That's a great thing. We're going to be anywhere that you guys want to pay attention to us. We're even trying to mess around with TikTok every now and again, which we're giving, I don't know. Are we too old for TikTok? No, we're not too old.
I don't think so, man. It's not about us. It's about the consumer.
Yeah. It's provocative. Right. That's what it is. It gets the people going.
It does. And, you know, we've got a good team over at Slasher Sports, and we're building up a little bit. We've got some good writers with Natalie Urquiza, Frankie Castro, Christian yourself. You know, I'm over there, you know, doing the best I can. We got Andrew Oakes, who just joined the team, and he's going to be our MMA podcaster slash journalist. He's as solid as it gets, and he does great work over at Wisconsin Sports Heroics. I'm excited to have him on. We got a UFC card coming up this weekend. Oof. Man, we've got so much going on that there's no time to breathe.
Yeah, if you're a UFC fan, do not hesitate to pay attention to Slasher Sports Twitter page, because it's going to be flying live throughout the entire weekend as we cover that card. And baseball, obviously, will still continue. We're going to get into more sports as we dig deep and continue on here at Bringing the Heat podcast. It's going to stay baseball. It's not going anywhere. Don't get me wrong, but at Slasher Sports, that's what we're all about. But hey, Billy, thank you so much for joining me today. I'll have you back on soon. That's how it always is. Love having you on. Love talking baseball. I obviously love talking about Burnsy. And it's really cool to see that guy is doing well. And I hope he continues to do it. Maybe we got to talk about this real quick, actually, before I say goodbye, is if he is the NL Cy Young winner, and you guessed that right.
You gotta get rewarded for something. But what is gonna happen?
What are we gonna give you?
I don't know, man. But I mean, it wasn't just a wild guess. Okay, I watched a lot of tape. We actually did a tandem watch sort of with the Brewers 2019 or 2020 season.
Yep.
Originally, my podcast was supposed to be a Texas Rangers podcast, because that's who the Nashville Sounds affiliate was. So I woke up one day, saw that who is it now? The San Antonio Missions,
yep,
are the Rangers AAA affiliate.
Correct.
I think that's right. Well, I woke up, well, what happened to the Sounds? And I look around, I see the letter of intent that says the Brewers are inviting the Sounds to be their AAA affiliate. I said, oh my gosh, could we be going back to Milwaukee? And that was great to me, because those Central Time Zone games, you know, that's everything to me. Now, we might be blacked out here in Tennessee, being in Cincinnati Reds territory, I guess. But those Central Time Zone games are more than welcome. But when I switched gears, we decided that we're going to watch some Milwaukee Brewers ball games. So I did that. And then I went back and I looked at a few things that happened in 2019. And I said, why on earth is Corbin Burnes just lighting these guys' asses up? Because he was horrible in 2019. And he sure was. So I looked at what changed. And I said, are these just changes that happened because of a stroke of luck? Is it one of those things where, because it's a volatile game, that, oh, he's just kind of found something that's going to work for a little while? And I didn't think so. There were tangible things that I looked at with Corbin Burnes that said, okay, he's going to be able to sustain this. And he has. 2020 and thus far in 2021, he's looked nothing short of phenomenal. And we're talking about historic numbers right now, man. 40 strikeouts, zero walks. He's now done this. The previous record, I believe, was Adam Wainwright with 35 Ks with no walks back in maybe 2013. I could be wrong about that date, but it's been a while. But now he's the only pitcher in history to have done that. And people overuse historically good. But no, this is historically good. No other pitcher has started on the streak that he has. And he's not having to depend on his defense for very much help, other than the other night when Billy McKinney made this ridiculous catch to save a couple of runs. But largely, this has been the Corbin Burns show. And I think it's rubbing off on the guys in the dugout. It's rubbing off on guys in the bullpen. It looks really good. As long as we can start getting some run support. The run support is what's going to hurt us if we can't pick it up.
So, quick yes or no, Billy. Does he get the 50 strikeouts before he gets a walk?
We've got the Cubs coming up. And then we've got the Marlins. So.
It'll look like he'll face the Marlins.
You said he won't face the Marlins?
He will.
He will. Okay, so he's going to catch the beginning of the Cubs and the end of the Marlins. So, yeah, man, what the hell? He's not going to walk anybody in Chicago. He might still get a hit batter or two. Might be Bill Contreras. But you know, the Marlins aren't looking half bad. They're sitting at almost 500 ball if they didn't win today. I'm not sure what happened with them today. But, you know, let's just say, yeah, nobody's going to beat me or kill me if I'm wrong. So, yeah, let's say he gets to 50 Ks before he gets a walk.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Billy, thank you so much for joining me today on Bringing the Heat. That's going to wrap up this segment as we continue on here. Back at Bringing the Heat, we're bringing it back. It's been a while, but I'm glad we're back. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys have us subscribed, I hope that you guys are happy that it's back in your notifications and back in your feed. If you're not subscribed and you're listening, go ahead and hit that follow, hit that subscribe. Plenty of baseball content to come here as we continue on the 2021 season. And here at Bringing the Heat, here at Slasher Sports, you want more baseball content, you go over to Billy at the Nasty Nine Podcast. But other than that, take care, guys. We'll see you back here next time at Bringing the Heat. Take care.